When you maybe you can take us through those. Hey, Herman. Okay, are we on? We running?
We're running.
Okay, we're running. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thank you all for coming down. I guess we'll try and do a couple things today. We'll get the minutes out of the way. We'll go through the cover letter that the draft was sent around last week. And then we'll try and save some time for the discussion that Ed had suggested, which I think is a very good one. You know, what are our next steps? What's the next piece of work for us to tackle? I have an idea or two, and look forward to hearing yours. Dick, you had sent us, I apologize, I don't have them in front of me, you had sent us a couple slight revisions to the minutes. You want to just tell the group what those were? And then maybe we can accept them and move on?
Yeah. It would be the second paragraph that starts in response to. I added the word the before process. These are style changes. They're not capitalized T for town.
Okay.
I changed for to of in the last sentence of that. Second page. Where it says the final agenda item.
Yeah.
We took out and put it in that. So that is in that it is standard public health policy.
Okay.
That was it. Okay. Very simple.
Perfect. Thank you. And thank you for reading them so closely.
And Wendy, thanks you too.
I do.
Okay, is everybody okay with the minutes then?
Can I ask a question about the
minutes?
Is there going to be the narrative as well as a letter, a cover letter? I guess I'd forgotten how we were doing that. Is there going to be two of those?
Yeah, we've got the cover letter, which we're going to talk about today. The narrative is going to be for the municipality to put into their permit application.
Okay. And is that, have we resolved that? Is that completed?
Or? Yeah, I mean, last week there was no, you know, if you have revisions you want to propose,
well,
we can.
I guess we talked last time about having the inspection form as part of that.
Yeah.
And it says it's suggested that it be included. I didn't know if we had made a decision as to whether or not it would be included.
I think it is going to be included.
Okay.
And in fact, we mentioned that also in this cover letter.
Okay.
I think just
right, it is mentioned in the cover letter.
Right. Just to save paper, what I've been distributing is just the work product we've been working on at any given time. But when we send this out to everybody, the form, the narrative, the appendix containing the health department codes, everything will be included.
Okay. The complete package.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so is everybody okay with the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so the minutes are approved. One of the things that we'll do at the end, remember we began to touch on with Len policy for modifications to sewer districts that Len spoke of briefly last week. He gave us what the current policy is. We'll hand this all out to you. We'll talk about it next time, but you'll have it to read. I know Len is, as he said last meeting, was working on taking a look at possible revisions to that. We can have some discussions with him on our feedback on that. But Wendy's got that for us, and we'll give this out before the end. all right, let's go to the draft one of the cover letter that I sent out last weekend. As we discussed, this was really to, be the comprehensive instruction guide, really, to town supervisors and village mayors as to what this program is, the work we did, how we've gotten to where we are today. I've gotten some comments from Gina DeGrosso and John Nona, and Dick, I know, has some thoughts. So my thought was, much like we did with the model local law, is to, you know, let's use this as a work session. You know, hopefully we can bang this out. And really, my goal would be that by the end of today, we're done with this. We can put this to bed. Obviously, if we need to run into next meeting, we can, but you know, unless there are some major changes we need to do, it'd be great if we could get this put to bed. So my suggestion would be, why don't we go through, starting in the beginning, and what I would first suggest, because, you know, just looking at some of the changes I got, you know, everybody's got different ideas on wordsmithing, which is good. It'll make it stronger, but I'm noticing in some cases they conflict. So what I'd rather focus on first is substance. So because really what we're trying to convey is the substance of the program and what's required by the state and how this program is going to help. So, you know, why don't we just go through, you know, paragraph by paragraph, and if people have changes on the substance or would make the narrative stronger, let's do those first. You know, and then if need be, Wendy and I, with the word processor, can bang in some of the style changes. Does that sound like a plan? All right. All right, first paragraph. John Nona is suggesting in the second sentence, where it says, this package was negotiated between the Westchester County Board of Legislators Subcommittee on Septics and New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. He suggests we put in, with substantial input from the affected municipalities of the NWWC.
But I don't think the whole package was negotiated. Is that too general? Did we negotiate the whole package? Because we're including everything in the package.
Well, the program was
like the model local law, the septic system data form, the model local law, the appendix to the model local law, the shared service approach narrative. Certainly, portions of this package was negotiated.
Why don't we say this program was negotiated?
Something like that.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll change that to program.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what I need to do? Is
because of what the point is, that should be a
sentence. It's better. Program.
If you add it at the end of that sentence, it would look like it refers back to the
program. Well, that was my only
comment. I think you should go separate.
So I'm out of here right now.
Well, we've got... You're good to go. We're doing that in the sentence prior to that. It says this program was negotiated.
Right. Oh, you're changing package to program?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Peter. I'm trying to get the track changes thing to open.
Oh, yeah, on mine it's
all right.
Weird.
All right, let's see. I think we got it.
This is more or less the cover letter, right?
Yeah.
This is the first thing they're going to see.
Right.
Well, my first reaction was that that... The first word, this, needs to be defined first. I think we need to sort of introduce ourselves, you know, as members of the... Start out with the Westchester County Board of Letters Subcommittee and the state DEC, along with blah, 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 have been working to put together a program to address. I think you need to state the purpose right up front. This is fine for people who've sort of been in on it and know what we're talking about, but if somebody really, you know, was kind of new to it, it's kind of backwards. You need to state right up front what this is. This program, negotiated by blah, 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 will provide you with blah, blah, blah.
Okay, do you have specific words you want to put in?
So is after the program.
Yeah, I would start out... The Westchester County Board of Legislators Subcommittee on Septics and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation have negotiated a program to assist you in the MS4 septic requirement as stated by the da-da-da-da permit.
Okay, perfect. Can you do that again? The B-O-L... Septic.
Yeah, just start with the second sentence.
And New York State DEC...
has negotiated a program or designed a program.
Yeah, designed. Good.
Yeah.
Designed a program. You don't have to be...
And you can say of comprehensive shared services so that your municipality can meet its requirements under the new MS4 septic requirement for the Speedy's permit. Right. Just sort of, you know, juggle those two sentences to put the idea first.
All right. Sentence number one. That your municipality can comply with new MS4 septic
requirement as stated in the Speedy's permit.
As stated in new Speedy's permit.
Right. And then the rest just follows. The shared services
okay.
entirely, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So that will be in sentence one. Then I'll give you that language, Wendy.
Okay.
Then are we okay with John Nona's suggestion in that second sentence?
Out of curiosity, was there substantial input from all the other towns?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Don Peters has been here. Jerry Fiella has been here.
Mary Beth
has been here. Of course, North Salem has been very well represented.
Lewisboro,
two folks from Lewisboro, Pound Ridge.
Of course, Lee's been here.
Lee has been here from Bedford.
He's worried about substantial input from other towns.
Pound Ridge doubles up.
I have no issue with.
I mean, you might want to say, you might want to refrain from characterizing their input.
With
substantial.
All right, with input, we'll take out substantial. All right.
And Peter, just from the state's perspective, the word negotiated.
Okay.
Yeah, we can change that. We don't negotiate permit compliance. It was perhaps developed in accordance with New York State Department of Environmental.
Okay, where are you?
Well, in my copy, the second sentence starts, this package, I guess, no, it's this program,
this was
negotiated.
All right, was.
I said designed.
Was developed in.
Developed,
in,
yeah.
In accordance with, or just developed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would develop between.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
But you want to say that there's some sort of agreement and accord by
right.
on the part of the state, too, and that's acceptable.
Yeah, and we say that later on.
Right,
we
right.
say this has been acceptable
exactly.
by the state, and we're going to attach, that will be another one of the attachments, all of Ken's
letters
along the way saying, we buy into this, we buy into this, we buy into the model local law.
Is the plan to have this package be reviewed by Ken before we send it out?
I've sent it to him.
Okay, so he's got it already.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess what I'll do is within the next day or so, we'll do a final revision of this. I'll get it up to him. Which reminds me, under the things that there's a list on the last page, second to last page, the attachments. Number five should be correspondences. From Kay Kaczynski, comma, New York State DOC. I mean DEC.
Yeah.
All right. Anything of substance for paragraph one.
Oh, just a grammar. Your municipality is free to pursue its own solution.
Okay. We're in paragraph one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one.
It's okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one last substantive suggestion, Peter, that we improve the site for the septic requirement. We're just calling it the septic requirement. Perhaps we should call it, I forget what DC language called it, it's a septic maintenance and I forget what the word, the phrase, and we should perhaps say, contained within, section so-and-so.
I have that later on.
Okay.
I do have that, and in fact, I put the whole clause in there. It's on page 2 in background.
Okay. It's the lead title here, septic requirement. It tells even the layperson what it's all about.
Yeah, in the background section, we do that in detail.
Especially the Honorable Susan Smith. Usually makes that kind of...
Just mean anything.
It's a nice thing. Peter, I didn't bring the edits that I've made. I don't know if you have them.
I do, right here.
You're running on those last two sentences?
Yeah, please do.
Just here. Consider them or not,
Bruce, why don't you join us at the table? Come on up.
Sure. I had changed the wording on the last two sentences of that paragraph.
Okay.
To read, we feel that this is clearly the most cost-effective approach to satisfying this new requirement, particularly if it doesn't need to be revised in NYSEC. It just seemed awkward to be the other way.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that? I hardly heard.
Satisfying this new requirement.
It was the most cost-effective approach. It should be to satisfy this new requirement.
To satisfy, okay.
This new requirement, particularly because it enjoys approval by...
Okay, that reads cleaner. Particularly because it enjoys approval... by New York State DEC as an acceptable approach to satisfying this requirement. Okay.
You don't even need the as an acceptable approach. It's been approved by NYSEC, period.
Yeah.
And you say satisfying the requirement.
Well, the reason why I said as an acceptable approach was because we do say that municipalities have their own ability
to
go their own way.
This has been approved by NYSEC, period.
Right. You're right.
And so let's just leave it there.
Okay.
And if a town wants to go off on its own, you've given them ample warning that they do so at their own peril.
Right, and we do that in a later sentence.
Right.
A later paragraph.
So I would just leave it there. But that's what I would do.
And right before the edit, we say... it's a cost-effective approach to satisfy this new requirement.
Right.
So you're fine.
Okay.
We gave them the clear impression that they can satisfy the requirement by using it.
Okay.
I was put believe, not feel.
And Dick, you're the only one that reads all this.
Okay.
Believe.
Okay. Thank you.
It's not a super question.
All right.
And this program has been approved by DEC, period.
Right.
DEC, period.
Right. Okay. So now we're in the next paragraph, which is the background on who we are. And then we get to the background section, which John Nona is saying in whatever the month of 2000... Mike, do you remember offhand what month they actually issued the new permit language?
The first one came out in December of 2007, and then wasn't it April of 2008 when they amended it?
I thought it was April or May, but I don't...
I think it was April
of 2008. Can one of you check on that and just shoot me a quick email? Normally Gina would know that, but she's not here today.
Sure, do you want to check it, or...
Sure. Well, let's vote to make sure.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to.
Okay, and then John Nona is suggesting New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Right.
That's a good ad. I forgot that. Do you need a copy?
Well, I was just joking about when the effective date of the permit was. I didn't have a permit copy with me. I think it was April 3rd.
April?
Anyway, but we'll check.
Okay, thanks.
The amendment.
Okay. Any other comments on that paragraph?
I know we all know that east of Hudson means, but do we need to say the Croton watershed? Or is that getting too picky?
It's more than just the Croton watershed.
Right,
it's the
right.
entire east of Hudson.
Right.
Oh, it is?
It's the east of Hudson portion of the New York City watershed. That's really the correct.
Okay.
It's okay. not just the Croton.
Okay.
Correct.
Great. I'm glad I mentioned that then.
So interestingly enough, in that paragraph, it's got that it was effective May 1st, 2008.
That's when it was effective. I guess were you trying to date when it was released? It's probably most effective to just say
yeah,
the effective date, as of May.
I'll just say effective.
Effective May 1, 2008.
Yeah. All
right.
State Department, they're probably about the front.
Okay, perfect. Effective May 1.
You probably don't even need a date in that first sentence. You can just say in 2008, because then later you do say May 1 of 08. I think that's probably all you need, don't you? If you just say in 2008, New York DEC, blah, blah, and then because on down here you say effective May 1, that's all the dates you need.
All right, I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't think you need a date at the first of that
I can just say in 2008.
I think you can just say, because you nail it down with May 1 at the later on. But I'll be glad to check it if you want.
Or
anyway.
Just start at the effective May 1, 2008. That would be the beginning, and then strike the other one.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather see the beginning, because that's the date that's going to stick
just
with you.
Just leave in with it, and then strike
All right, so we'll say effective May 1, 2008, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Okay, and then later on...
Actually, MS-4, just strike that effective May 1, 2008.
Okay.
Peter, I think if we should say... I'm sorry, that first line...
I don't agree with
New York
that.
State DEC issued new requirements.
Okay.
Because new. There were other requirements.
Okay, new requirements.
For
well, it said issued the requirements for the new Swedish general permit.
Right, so
says new.
Right. I would say issue new requirements for speedy, okay. So like the new, for speedy's general permit, I would put the number there too.
So it's issued new requirements?
Well, the DEC called them amended, should we use that term? When they sent out the requirements, they called them amendments too. So should we say issued amended requirements?
Then we could say both. We could say amended requirements for
the new
speedy permit.
Well, I don't
exactly
know about that.
Were.
It was a this is a brand new permit 08002. This is a brand new permit. It's not. It doesn't. It carries forth a lot of provisions that were in the former iteration. Yes, but it was a brand new permit issuance. So I think you're correct by saying, by citing that at effective May 1, there was a new speedy's permit. Number GPO 8002, and it says for setting for setting. I would just cite the permit up front.
All right, so where would you put
that? Just cite the permit right away. General permit GPO 8002 for MS4 system for town of these. Oh, and again, Westchester. Towns in the east of Hudson portion of the New York City watershed. I'm sorry, I'm just covering too much stuff here. Wait for Wendy.
Wendy loves that laptop, I can tell.
I like the keyboard
so
I have that I can cheat on.
I didn't have time. I was out of town. I didn't have time to read this. Otherwise, I would have given you something in writing, Peter.
That's all right.
And
that's why we're here.
We're issuing the permit. We're not issuing the requirements. Just effective May 1, DEC issues speedy permit 02 for MS4s. And the location is this is a Westchester program. So
I know, but
you could say
the
Westchester portion of the east of Hudson, New York City watershed.
But the reason I put in the new requirements is because I don't want them to think this is a generic permit. This is a whole new program.
Correct.
Which is why I specifically put that up there. And I don't know
fine.
Who...
Fine.
Wendy, you don't have to type until we hash these things out, because you'll go crazy. I see your face. Let us hash things out, and then you can type, because otherwise you'll go nuts.
I'm there. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
So, Peter, then my suggestion would be just to say, effective April 1, 2008, New York State, D.C., issued the new. I think that's probably sure. That's an important point. Speedy's General Permit, GP08002 for MS4.
You know, and we say in the next sentence, there will now be septic inspection and maintenance requirement.
Well, yeah, right. For towns in the, and then, right, going on, for towns in the, I don't know if you want to call out Westchester, but the permit says for towns in the east of Hudson portion of the New York City.
Then let's just say that. Because Putnam County may want to copy this model, so.
First, we want to remove the requirements for it.
Correct. Well, if that's the
short decision. Yeah, that's
fine. They issued the permit.
Okay, so Wendy, we take out the requirements for.
Okay. Thank you.
We promise we'll hash everything out before we ask you to type anything.
That's all right, and I have to get Roberta's language later.
Okay. One more
deletion.
I have it. I wrote it down.
Okay. Issued the new... Is that the way you want it? Issued the new Speedy's General Permit?
Yep.
That's fine. And for towns, next sentence I would suggest for this group's discussion, for towns in the delete Westchester, east of Hudson portion of the New York City watershed. That's the permit.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we need requirements in there. They issued the requirements, not the permits, right?
They issued the permit.
The permits came out in May?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're referencing permit.
Well, I thought we were referencing the requirements that you have a septic program. That was the requirement, that you have a septic maintenance program. That was not the permit. So we're talking about the requirements.
Right. Well, I think we're trying to say both of those things right up front, that they issued a permit, and then the next sentence says, as part of that, essentially, as parenthetically, as part of that permit, there will now be a septic inspection and maintenance requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to reference the permit number right up front.
Okay. Because
that's the driver of this whole thing. And folks, if they don't read anything else, they can get a permit number and give it to their town engineer, and he can go from there, or she. If we're talking to generally the uninitiated, I would say that, cite the permit. And then it says, so they came out with a permit, and it's the permit's applicable in the east of Hudson portion of the New York City watershed. And Peter, you may want to put in parentheses, including Westchester County.
Now, less is more.
Do you want to highlight there will now be a septic inspection and maintenance requirement? In bold? Or?
That's not a bad idea.
That'll.
Just that clause. Yeah, I'll put that in bold. Now, should I take... We can do this later, Wendy.
Okay.
But, no, that you can do now, what I'm suggesting... Should we take all of the names out of bold? I just cut and paste from the website, so that's why they came up in bold. They don't have to be in bold.
They should not be in bold.
Okay, I'll do that later.
What else running for office this year?
Aren't you running for something here?
Thankfully, I am not running for a darn thing right now, aside from my life.
It's running from.
No, I fortunately do not have an opponent, so I don't need gratuitous displays of my name in bold.
Come on, you have whatever you.
Well, I'm just thinking because now when Ed is suggesting that, I think if we do things in bold, as we have one later on, we want them really to stand out. So we'll take the names out. That's fine. Wendy, I can do that later.
I'm sorry, I'm really embarrassed. I'm having trouble.
Okay.
I'll fix it later.
What you can do, here, let me hop back. That one I can do. Even I can do that one. My feeble ability.
I'm like brain dead.
Between the two of us, that's okay. That's okay. I think I can.
So you want could put after Pivotal Associates, the number one engineering company.
How much
is that? That's right.
Yeah, we should all get a plug here.
So you want to put your website up there?
put a link to the website. Click on this. You know, the
that's all right. We always say between the two.
$5
we have one brain.
That's why I keep looking at the keyboard. Oh,
you want.
Oh, that's what we should have done. We should have brought a mouse and a keyboard. We'll live and learn.
Perhaps this is not relevant, but where we say four towns in the east of Hudson, are there any other MS4s in there that would be impacted, affected, besides the towns?
There are other MS4s, but only
the towns will be responsible.
Only towns, I think,
have
a
towns and villages.
Like, I don't think schools and stuff like that have.
Hey, what about
wait a minute.
They're a village. They're part of it.
Yeah.
What did you start to say about schools?
I don't know if schools have this requirement.
Schools are their own MS4.
They are MS4s, and they have septic systems. I know.
Yeah, and they will, sure, and they have those requirements.
Sure. Yeah. So we should say MS4, not just towns.
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe somewhere indicate what an MS4 stands for. And then
we did just before that. All you have to do is put it in parens.
In the first paragraph.
Right.
Yeah, it's there.
And just put MS4.
Yeah.
Okay, so where we require that MS4s implement...
No, it says instead of for towns in the East Hudson Watershed, it's for MS4s in the East Hudson Watershed.
Okay.
Right, but I think as Roberta said, we need to tell them what MS4s is first.
Well, but you know what? Let's not get overly crazy with this, because we're sending this letter to municipal officials,
right,
not to all the MS4s. So why don't we once say for MS4s in the east of Hudson, and then next time say which requires that municipalities implement through the enactment of necessary legal authority. Does that work? Okay, MS4s. Okay, thanks, Wendy. And then if you go down, it says where it says which require that the town implement. Instead of town, we'll say municipality.
Okay.
Now the question is, though, should we do, not that I want to get into that now in a lengthy way, but if, for instance, fire departments, school districts, those kind of things, should we be sending them this packet?
Well, this packet is the ordinance. Yeah. All they have to do is make sure that their septic system is working. They don't have to enforce anybody else's septic system or make sure...
Right, exactly. And the town will enforce for the fire department or the school.
Right.
Yeah, the other districts don't have local law capability and enforcement.
Right, right.
All right,
right.
So we
can't pass a local law.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
We have no jurisdiction over school. Zero.
Yeah, I think the school.
You should know that. You can't go in and inspect the school for anything. They'll throw you out on your ear.
That's true. Department of Ed, right?
True. I think technically the way that would work is Department of Education, the school systems are their own MS4s, unless they have some sort of agreement with the municipality, which would pass that responsibility.
I think what you need. That's what needs to happen is municipalities need to, like, we have the school district in town, we have a library district, we have a fire district.
Right.
There needs to be an agreement between the town and those separate districts, giving the town the jurisdiction over to incorporate them into the MS, into the town's MS.
So until there's an agreement, the school system is in charge of their own compliance, essentially. They have to comply with the MS4 requirements.
By the way, I don't think we want to have jurisdiction over the school.
Right, so essentially what they need to do is, in a sense, what the town does. They need to show a septic reporting form to DEC in their reporting to show that they pumped and inspected.
Exactly right. On the compliance side, they're not an enforcement entity now.
Right.
They're just a compliance entity. So yeah, they have to maintain, inspect and maintain their own septics and prove it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Exactly right. Simple enough.
But NYSEC enforces that, not the municipality.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
Right. All right.
Unless school districts even been brought into this process? I mean, have they been given?
That's another question.
Have they been given the speedy permit? Say here.
Yes. Yes.
You say that rather reservedly.
Well, because the thrust has been with the dialogue to municipalities, to towns and villages, for sure. But the school systems have all been notified formally. They're on, the radar, DEC's radar. They are all standalone MS4s, non-traditional MS4s, so unless they send Albany in agreement with the parent municipality.
Bruce.
Have they been notified then? Did they submit reports, the annual report?
They've all been notified that they have to have an MS4.
Were they notified afterwards that they didn't, when they didn't submit it in March?
Well, yeah, well, they're in the process, always in the process of doing that. They have not all been notified as of this spring as to their MS4 compliance status.
Okay.
I would think that would going to take some time. Because that's not there.
I guess the question then for this group is, I'm sorry, Bruce, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
But my point is that I think that, certainly in our instance, they're electing to work in concert with the town for MS4, fulfilling MS4 requirements. This is all hinged on an MS4 requirement, is it not?
Right.
MS4 is required to enforce this. Hence, it forces the issue to be cooperating with the school district. I mean, you're saying they're going to turn. I don't understand how you can turn around and say that they're going to approve and do it when that isn't the way this is working. This is all coming down through an MS4.
The schools are also MS4s.
But if they've never if they haven't fulfilled their responsibilities as an MS4, what makes them an MS4?
They're still an MS4. Whether they're in compliance or not.
That too.
Whether they're in enforcement mode or they're compliant, they're still in MS4 until and unless they agree with the parent municipality.
So it sounds to me, though, in the macro for our discussion here, that's not to say we shouldn't be getting Bruce the information he needs for North Salem, but we don't need to incorporate schools in this letter because that's not part of what we're doing. But if you think some sort of outreach to school districts
Absolutely.
Would be helpful.
Absolutely.
Then
fire districts.
I mean, it's
whatever.
part of the education process. I mean, not no pun intended, but I mean, it is to they're in within our jurisdiction. But in fairness,
I'd forgotten that at least in North Salem, you have your own school district. It's the North Salem School District.
It's contiguous.
Correct. Whereas in Mount Ridgeburg, Bedford Central, too, you've got four towns.
Correct.
And a couple of your kids go to Katona Lewisboro. You're split.
But what I'm saying is your town in its own way could have some sort of jurisdiction or an agreement with the school district because it's wholly within your town. Whereas for the towns of Bedford, Pound Ridge,
Newcastle.
Yeah, actually, there are.
There's so many of those that
emerge. Let me ask
you
a question then.
Newcastle.
Germane to our work. I mean, it really seems to me if there are municipalities that are MS4 that may not know their MS4s or may not know, it seems to me that that is the responsibility of the state to educate them and bring them up to speed as opposed to this committee. Not to saying that we're not willing to do that and help out. Since the state has been such a good partner to us, we're happy to help wherever we can. But I think it's right that...
Absolutely.
Okay.
They've all been notified formally.
Okay.
They're all in the process. They're all on the, they're on the computer tracking spreadsheets in Albany.
Okay.
Every school district, fire district, water district, and pony district.
There
was a whole identification program where municipalities were asked to turn these districts in. Few years ago, to DEC. So you're right. About all facetiousness aside, it's solely the state's responsibility to deal with their regulated MS4s.
All right.
We need to have discussions. We need to help them. We need to do everything we can in furtherance of their compliance. But ultimately, it's not this committee. It's not your responsibility.
Right. What I would offer though is that since we're on the ground in these municipalities. If state needs help reaching out to them, because obviously the purpose of this committee is to see better septic maintenance and management, we're happy to help out.
Wherever.
So if you want to pass that on to Ken, we're happy to. Okay, let's move along then. Next paragraph. basically is just a cut and paste. Permit requires each municipality, the such and watershed. Boom, I cut in the exact language. And then I've got to go back to our minutes to figure it out when, or maybe even the NWWC minutes, when this was first discussed. It was sometime in early 2008.
On the paragraph before?
Yeah.
That text science, Alex, it should be every 3 years. And then if we want to have another paragraph suggesting that DEC is exploring changing that or in the process of changing it, that's fine. But right now, as it stands right now, the permit is 3 years inspection.
That each municipality, comma, in the use of Hudson Watershed, every 3 years.
No, it says on the fourth line, it says every 5 years.
So change that.
Right now, it's every 3 years in the permit.
Okay. The reason we put that in was that was in the language in our model local law based on Ken's language saying that the next permit's going to be 5 years going forward.
When this becomes effective, the next permit will already be.
Well,
the next permit's already out.
No, it's not.
It's ready. It's a
draft.
But they haven't released it formally yet. So until the permit is enacted,
all right, so we'll say every 3 years, then after the end of quotations, we can say nice deck.
You know what, Peter, it's a cover letter. Why don't we just leave it every 3 years? And because then when the new permit comes out, because the new permit may still stick with 3 years.
Well, but the thing is, though, a lot of the towns who I've been in touch with now know it may be 5 years. So if we can do both things, we'll do it. What Mike is saying, and then just put in one sentence, New York State DEC is contemplating extending the cycle to 5 years in the next permit.
After the quotation?
I would suggest maybe have that sentence end after cycle, or if DEC is considering modifying the inspection cycle, or something like that.
To 5 years.
Or I would just say after cycle, because we don't know. I mean, they might...
Right.
Until we know what it's going to be...
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Ken was pretty clear. I mean, he was clear enough to put it in writing when he sent us his correspondence last time.
That's too bad.
So...
Well, I mean, I know they're 100% that's what they're considering, but until... I just hesitate to suggest that is what it's going to be until...
Well, we wrote it in our law. We wrote it in the...
No, I thought in the law we said...
We said 5 years in the model local law. We changed it at Ken's request. Ken was the one who said... The next permit is going to be 5 years, so I suggest in your model local law you change it from 3 to 5.
I thought what we had included in there was that to reference the permit and that the inspection cycle was whatever the permit said. So that if it's 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever, it's
we
never,
might have done that.
It never.
That might have been why we did that. Ken said, that's right. Ken said in his letter we're considering moving it to 5, but you're right. We didn't do that. In the model ordinance, you're correct.
Yeah.
We say
at
a frequency as required by the permit.
By the permit.
All right.
We don't put a time.
So we can say that here essentially.
So
same thing.
And that was essentially so that we wouldn't.
Yeah, but you
have
got this
back
quote
when a permit
said, you got this
right.
And change the law.
I mean, right. You're quoting something here.
So let's quote it as the permit says.
I'm just saying 2010.
And then following, you know, in DEC has indicated the. That the required, whatever we're calling it.
Short and sweet. Let's say, as indicated, the cycle may be extended, or is considering extending the cycle?
Inspection interval. Well,
inspection.
DC is considering changing.
Extending the inspection interval.
Right. And is it important to tell them that their local law should be careful to comport with that?
No,
because we mentioned
that
later.
The law was written that way.
And
yeah,
we haven't
law.
Even gotten to the
yeah,
local
we
law
it,
yet.
Right.
We wrote the law
we wrote around it in
that
local.
Way so
exactly.
That
right.
The law always referenced the permit and not something specific, so that we wouldn't have to continually go back and revise the
right.
Local law.
Yeah, and we may want to state that it's the next permit may modify. It's not like DC's thinking about changing this permit. It would be in the next permit cycle, it may have a different inspection cycle.
But I don't think we even need to say that. I really don't. I mean, the only reason we're doing it is to support, you know, our position, argument, if you will,
of, you know, why this is helpful, why this legislation is going to be helpful to you.
No,
you know,
I
can't anticipate everything that's going to be coming.
I know, but Roberta, I have already told all six of my towns that DEC has reported to us that it will most likely be 5 years, not 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to back away from that after I've told them that.
I see.
Okay. Well, Peter, the way to escape that is to remove the quotes.
No, I think your sentences considering extending the inspection interval does that. That does that.
And they're considering it. Doesn't mean they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to take out reference to that if we're going to put in 3 years. You know, I still want to let people know that that's...
Okay.
All right, next paragraph. Again, a little more history. John Nona is suggesting last sentences would craft a shared services approach to the new septic requirements. That's fine by me. If anyone has anything there, we go to the next page, discussion. All right, this is really where we start the narrative of what this puppy is. John has nothing in the first paragraph here. Does any of you have?
Yeah, I had in the second to the last sentence, I said sanitarians to implement a dye test and perform a more comprehensive inspection.
Okay, and instead of do further?
Instead of delete further.
All right, and what to perform?
Sanitarians to
implement a dye test is okay.
And perform?
Perform a more comprehensive inspection. But that's wordsmithing. It's not.
Well, no, that's good.
But my question is, are they dispatched in all cases to do a dye test? And
when the answer is yes.
When the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was why Ken sold him on this. You know, Wendy, while I'm thinking about this, can you do a save as and call this draft 2? Thank you so much.
So wise, Mr. Legislator.
All learned the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the great thing about Max is they'll auto-archive stuff for a while that you... Okay. All right, that was good. Anything else in the first paragraph? Okay, next paragraph. Let me see. John Nona's saying... And New York State DEC found that this approach.
Oh, all right. I did it differently. We were just going on the same thing. I said found this approach would satisfy.
Okay, we can do it that way.
So it's either way.
Found this approach would satisfy instead of two. Okay. All right, perfect.
And again, it would be its definition.
Everybody, this is Herman Geist. Herman was actually the very first chair of the Board of Legislators here after the Board of Supervisors was dissolved and the Board of Legislators was incorporated.
Did
so
I make a mistake in dissolving the Board of Supervisors?
Herman, this is the Septic Subcommittee.
Some would allege that, Herman.
I think about it.
We're fortunate to have Herman come back from time to time to give us the benefit of his experience and history and advice. So, welcome, Herman.
Okay, well, the rest of his sentence is a little untrained.
Okay, let's train it.
Found this approach would satisfy his definition of inspected since problematics. There's something wrong. That's disjunctive right there.
Something's missing.
Like, what are we trying to say?
Inspected should be in quotation marks.
Yes, it should.
Because,
okay.
I don't know if that helps, but I intended to put it because that was really, you know, we're talking about what the definition of inspected is, and then we're listing the codes that...
Well, maybe that reads a little better than...
I'm open to tightening it.
Sanitarians, is capitalized one place and not capitalized the other? I don't know what.
It should be accurate.
It should. No.
It's just a.
No. It's okay. Like saying a dishwasher.
Well, don't let them hear you say that.
Okay. I didn't say it was the same as Pete DeLucia, a dishwasher.
That's what I heard.
Called that once.
I said it's the same as saying.
You better be a senior dishwasher.
Dishwasher two. So I just had it in my head. Different perspectives.
I think the whole paragraph will be tied up. I think we're double up in here, but I say that if we get this draft here, we'll take another whack at it. We want to. We're saying it twice. DEC comes first.
Yeah, I think so.
Inspected. Then we come down and say New York State DEC agreed that inspection shall meet your evacuation removal.
All right.
And subsequent required reporting that it's licensed. Blah blah blah. It's okay. The first time I read it, it was fine.
Well, we've already mentioned that a trained sanitarian is coming, so...
Suppose you just strike out the therefore the New York State Department has agreed that, and just say, inspection shall meet.
Well, you don't need agreed to lead this, again, we're
you
saying...
You don't need to lead in because you've already said that as this approach satisfies NYSDEC's definition of inspector. So then you go down and just say, inspection shall meet.
That works for me.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That whole line out.
That right out of the definition from the law. Mm-hmm. That's a direct pull from the law.
Okay, so that's just a declarative sentence. That's what it is. Boom.
Perfect. Okay, next paragraph. John has suggesting the data obtained through this process.
I said generated by this process.
Okay, generated.
No, that's fine. Either way. Either way.
Wouldn't you say reports?
Blank out that.
Is logged.
Will be logged. Currently it isn't, so.
Well, okay.
Okay,
we'll be. Wait, what happened to the thing about reporting, though? Where'd that go?
I would just say the data obtained from the reports is logged into a database.
I know, but we're talking about something different. We're talking about using it for reporting back to DEC, not... It's data from the reports, but what we're saying here is this can be used for reporting, for municipal reporting, is logged in a central database.
It's also logged in a central database.
Or, you know what, to Roberta's point, I think she's right. The data obtained through this process is logged in a central database. Period.
And I guess I would suggest will be logged in the central database.
Will be logged.
Will be logged. Perfect.
Into, right? Or in?
Into the central database. Okay, in the next paragraph, instead of since the septic requirement of the permit.
I'm sorry, could I go back to the other paragraph?
Absolutely.
The second sentence, the shortfall of this approach is that it it relies on, or it only captures current septic systems, or relies on voluntary.
You can say it one of two ways. You can say the current shortfall in this approach is that it is an entirely voluntary system. So what you're saying is you're identifying the fact that this system that's currently in place has a shortfall.
Right. But
then you're going on to the next one by saying that by implementing this system, it becomes mandatory, and that eliminates that.
Yeah, currently this captures
the wrong characterizes it as a shortfall. No, I think the county did this in good faith and produced it.
No, but what I meant by shortfall is I meant the shortfall for implementation of MS4.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's a gap that you have to...
That might be a word. The gap in this approach for MS4 compliance. How about that?
No, yes.
That way we're not insulting our forefathers at the county or foremothers, but we're saying, okay, the gap in this approach for MS4 compliance is that it's an entirely voluntary system.
The only property is covered.
Currently covered in the municipality.
Yeah, currently.
Where is it?
After
the
properties.
The only compliant properties, perhaps. I don't know what covered.
The only properties that could comply with the new requirements would be those that voluntarily pump this system.
Well, what I mean by covered is they're in this loop. Mm-hmm. Because if you say the only compliant properties, it's confusing because we're talking, they're already in compliance with county code.
Well,
what I'm just saying is we're taking them through a process. Mm-hmm. We're saying this is what the county does now, and the state found that this is okay as a process, mm-hmm. but if you're not covered by that process, then you're not compliant.
Well, I think that's all we need to say. The data obtained from this process is logged into a central database. I would say, however, the gap in this approach is that it is an entirely voluntary system, since the only properties covered would be those that voluntarily pump their system, blah, blah.
Okay, that works. Does that work for everyone? However, gap in this approach. All right, and then so we're saying that's not a new sentence, that's an entirely voluntary system.
In that the only properties covered in this one.
Perfect.
No, since the only properties covered, and you don't need in a municipality, will be those that voluntarily pump their system within the cycle.
Okay.
So is this right the way it is?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
For draft number two.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Next paragraph. In what John is suggesting, instead of saying since the septic requirement of the permit, he just says the speedies permit requires. I think that's cleaner. And we're not saying since, we're just saying the speedies permit.
Right, right.
We need a P in there.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Wendy. Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have any comments on this paragraph?
The last sentence.
Okay.
The DEC did allow for temporary variances due to conditions on the ground construction. That's a little also destructive. The DEC did allow for temporary time variances. I'll just throw that word out for a second.
All right, time
variances. There were no other variances that they were considering.
And then what John said to sort of clean that up, on the ground, such as construction, impending sewering, etc.
On the ground. On the property?
You should say site-specific conditions, perhaps.
Okay.
Did allow for temporary time variances due to site-specific conditions. Such as, construction.
All right, wait, slow down. Let Wendy. Due to
site-specific conditions.
And you don't need on the ground.
Right, that'll come out.
Such as?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what construction means. I can see we're impending sewer, and we talked about that.
Meaning we had discussed the possibility that if construction is going on a property and someone's been excavating a foundation and there's a 12-foot pile of dirt on top of your septic tank, you can't pump it.
Such as?
Or the septic system is physically being constructed or repaired.
Or the house was vacant. There was a lot of other...
Yeah, we had discussed that kind of stuff. So I didn't want to put every little thing in, but I remember we had a lengthy discussion on construction. We had a lengthy discussion on sewering, like Peach Lake. I just wanted to give them a flavor for what would cause a time variance.
I think even
what time of year? I don't think you could do time of year, because they have 5 years to do a pump out.
Right.
So
I agree, but somebody buys a house that hasn't been that time period, and now it's December, January, you got 2 feet of frost in the ground, you dig it up. So we did discuss that aspect of it.
Those are site-specific conditions.
This is a variance that you have to apply for. It doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
You got to have a good reason. And if sitting on your pump out for 4 years and 10 months, and then going and saying, I need more time, that's not going to be grounds to get a variance.
All right, Dick, to your point, should we say that DEC did allow for application for temporary time variances?
Yes.
Okay. Because you raise a good point. They didn't allow for a blanket variance. They allowed you to apply to your local authority for a variance.
I guess we leave that as it is, and then I think a little bit more thought has to be put into those. Either we strike all those terms, such as. You want to give them a flavor of what you're really thinking about, though, Peter, right?
Yeah.
If Ken's not comfortable with that, he can make changes, right?
Yeah, that's really up to Ken.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to do, and maybe I didn't succeed, was try and remember that conversation we had with him as to what sort of things he might be comfortable with.
Right.
But you're right, Mike. He can, if he says.
Yeah.
I think the flavor's there for that.
Okay.
I'm having trouble with the next task was to draft a local ordinance to ensure all parcels. I don't think we need to keep saying in a municipality, because we're talking about a local ordinance here. So we can strike in a municipality.
Okay, wait, where are we?
Second sentence, second paragraph from the bottom.
Wait, so we're back.
Beginning since... The speedies permit requires municipalities, blah, blah. The next task for the subcommittee was to draft a model ordinance to ensure that all septic parcels are required or will be required to pump in the cycle specified by the permit.
Well, the reason, if I can just say, I didn't want to say I put in the municipality is because... Remember, there was a very early initial discussion of whether it would be a county law or a local law. And that's why I'm saying the municipality. So there's no confusion as to whether there's county. Well, no, because it says model local ordinance.
Local law, that's
You're right.
Local.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Anyway, I just don't understand after in the cycle specified by the permit, and then what's all this to ensure that all properties would now be covered by the protocol? I mean, isn't that what was just said in the first part of the sentence? I mean, do you need to ensure?
Yeah, because we were talking about in the sentence above what the gap was.
Yeah.
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 I don't
say
sure there anyway.
Say they will be required to. They will be required. So it's no longer voluntary to pump in the cycle specified by the permit.
You want to put a period right there.
There you go. So it would be. Roberta, it would read the next task for the subcommittee was to draft a model local ordinance to require. All septic parcels in municipality pump or be pumped.
Shall be pumped.
Not like insure is a. Dick and I were just talking about that. It's a,
to require?
Not insuring it. They're just. Can you either require or not? To require that all septic parcels in a municipality were pumped
in the specified time period, whatever.
The cycle specified by the permit.
Right.
Yeah, I would say we're inspected, not even though part of the process of inspection is pumping.
Well, that's right, and we need to be consistent.
But inspected, with those quotation marks.
That's right. Use the term.
Because then it's,
gotcha.
It's been defined.
I think, though, that we still need that last clause, even though it's wordy, because we're referring back to the protocol that we had just discussed. Or do you think we don't need that as a group?
Next task.
Well, the paragraph.
Yeah, I think that really is redundant.
Okay.
Because now you've required everybody to do it by local ordinance. Done.
All right. We can
all
lose it.
Septic parcels to be inspected. To be inspected. Quote, in the cycle specified by the permit.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay.
We're essentially saying requiring all septics to be compliant.
All right, so we're saying to ensure that all properties in the municipality, blah, 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 that whole part is deleted.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, after municipality, is it to be inspected instead of work?
Are inspected.
To require that all septic
to
parcels.
Be. And all septic parcels
be.
Shall be inspected.
Shall be inspected.
Okay. Or are inspected.
Are, shall be.
Future
Does
tense.
Does one have
are inspected.
A more legal connotation? Shall
that's
be.
That's up to John Noma.
Yeah.
Shall be.
Well, we're saying that it requires. We don't have to say shall, but draft the model of law is to require all septic parcels of municipality.
Are inspected.
Are inspected. Period.
Be inspected.
Inspect
in a cycle.
Either way.
Say are inspected.
In the cycle specified
by
the
permit. But I don't think it's that. It's worth.
No. It's either way. Either or. Period,
yeah. In it. Now we're going to period.
There we go.
There we go. Letter by committee.
If I could just add a wrinkle. The language in the permit says ensure, not require. So I don't care which way we go, but if we want to match the permit language, they say.
Well, but this is.
I'm just.
This is a layman's letter. I would say if we were writing the law, we would definitely do that. But
right.
I don't. Not legalese enough to know if there's any difference between ensure and require. But the permit says they have to ensure.
Okay.
So.
Right.
They're synonymous.
And then this local law require it, as part of that insurance insure, you know, the act of insuring, we're requiring.
Is
you know, the permit says yes, because the permit wasn't sure how people would do this.
Yeah.
The DEC wasn't sure that everyone would adopt the local law requiring something.
Yeah.
And also require counters voluntary, which was the point Peter was making about this has no teeth in it, but this local law by requiring it takes care of that. So it's sort of a counter poses voluntary versus requirement.
Okay. So we've got 15 minutes left. Let's see if we can crank through this.
Should we say the subcommittee has agreed with DEC on the language of the local moral ordinance, Peter?
No, because really, it was a back and forth. If we say the subcommittee agreed with DEC, then we're saying they wrote it and we agreed to it.
Well, the truth is, that whole sentence is redundant anyway, because we've already said previously in the letter that this has been, for want of a word, a collaboration between the two. They have approved it. So we don't need to go back and say that we worked with them to arrive at this, because we've already said it.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, it's a discussion.
Well, yeah, you're giving background.
Yeah,
that's all right. I don't have any problem with that.
Peter, question?
Yes.
I possess a septic tank, and my wife is kind of neurotic every couple of years to have it serviced. Will a licensed septic tank person send a letter of compliance to the town?
Department of Health.
They will send it to the Department of Health, and the town will have access to the county's database.
So you're going to be requiring the person doing the septic pumping to do it, not the homeowner.
Right.
Exactly. On the form, right. They now have this inspection part. It gets dropped into a database, and the towns can now access that.
We're recommending that homeowners keep receipts.
Keep what?
Receipts to prove that you pumped it out in case there's any question.
Well, you get a copy of the report, so you...
I came from Mount Vernon, we know it was Seward, when we came to Mamak. She was neurotic about getting the truck, so she had the timetable on her calendar for 2 years.
Well, she should now be getting...
If that's your only complaint, Herman, God bless you.
All right, Wendy, let's go down to the next paragraph.
Yeah. All right.
So I think that paragraph's okay.
Okay.
No, thank you, Herman. Don't worry about it. Okay. All right, next paragraph. All right, the inspected in the third line down should be in real quotation marks. I think I just put it in single.
Mine are double.
No, mine's single.
The last paragraph?
No. This paragraph here.
Oh, no.
We're on the next page. Are you missing a page?
No, I got it.
Okay.
We may also want to say, since haulers instead of woods, they are now reporting to the county on the reparcel.
I'm sorry, where are you?
It's the septic haulers.
Second line, septic haulers.
Yeah, are now. Good point. Good point. Other thoughts on that? On that paragraph?
Nope.
All right. What John is suggesting is in that next paragraph, first sentence, instead of saying to generate reports, assess compliance, he's saying ascertain compliance. I think that's probably a stronger, more precise word.
Where's that view?
The paragraph saying, if you look up on the screen, municipalities will have secure online access to this database to generate reports, comma, ascertain compliance, and generate mailings regarding the septic program.
Should we say ascertain their compliance?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's okay.
Generate mailings regarding the septic.
It's a given.
Okay, any?
Well, why just limit it to building inspectors? There's other municipal officials.
Okay, further municipal officials will be able to?
Whatever, no, whatever you want to say.
You know, I wouldn't even say that. I would say almost.
In addition, the towns will be able to instantly teach
anyone, because although that may not be the word you want, but you know, realtors, when they go to sell a house, one of the first things they're supposed to do before a listing is to go to ensure that what the homeowner tells them about the house is true. So if you say you've got a four-bedroom house, the realtor has to check the septic records to ensure that it's actually a four-bedroom septic.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is the point of this.
That's a byproduct, Dick. Yeah. We discussed that's a byproduct. But the only people who are going to be able to directly use the system are town officials with the password.
For this,
realtor can come into town hall and say, can you run this search for me? But at this juncture, they're not going
to
be able to log into the county site from their
desk. To ascertain a town's compliance with the requirements of this MS4 is certainly a municipal official's, as they determine their own compliance. Mm. The byproduct of that may come out with this four-bedroom, three-bedroom, two-bedroom thing, but
why not just say this
appropriate
this
municipal
will,
officials?
No, why not just say this will provide instant digital access to historical information. And then that
Perfect.
Leaves it open to
okay.
to
well,
however it's used.
Well,
it's another source.
Would you repeat that?
Have we gotten a sense from the Department of Health as to whether or not this is definitively going to happen? Or
oh, it's already in the works. All of the towns have given...
Well, I mean, this historical drawings and things like that. I know the other database stuff.
They are waiting to hear back on a grant from the state, but if they are not, we're going to do a bond act to pay for it.
Okay.
So it's going
to happen. I know that they've been doing this database for many years, and it's still not where they want it to be. So.
Right, but now I think that the scanning of the documents is year three. We're now in, I believe, beginning year two of actual architecture of this.
Okay.
And then next year, if we don't get the grant, and all the towns passed resolutions supporting the grant, if we don't get that grant to help pay for it, actually we've already gotten one grant, thanks to Bill, that will cover part of that cost. And I think we need, what, $125,000 more to cover that cost, or $150,000. If we don't get it, we'll bond it.
As long as you're comfortable, I guess we've been working with them on another database for the septic for 6 or 7 years, and it's still not usable yet. So I didn't want you to get too far out ahead of the way that they're going to be. So
right,
you're not
now,
extending yourself. We might
right, the first,
put a clause saying that in the future or something like that.
Well, it's going to happen, but I think the first thing that's important for this is that years one and two is the reporting. That's the most important thing for this, and that's being developed right now.
Okay, so this last sentence is reading, this will allow instant digital access to historical information and drawings, period. Drop out that used to take days.
This will allow.
Yeah,
you could take that.
You can say bad things about our county, Westchester Health Department.
this will allow.
Although everyone will say to themselves, yeah, it used to take us days.
Days?
Yeah.
Months. What are you talking about, days?
So wait a minute, Amla. In addition, what?
I think they've taken out
now,
in addition.
Okay, so this will allow instant digital.
Further, this will allow instant digital access to historical information.
This will allow instant digital access
to historical
information
and drawings.
How about this will also allow, because it's a next thought. But this will also allow instant.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Or I prefer in addition. Then you don't break up your verb with also.
All right. I yield. Sorry, Wendy. We're taking out also.
Right.
We're saying in addition, this will allow.
So that's the beginning of the sentence.
Yeah.
Don't split your infinitives.
I was thinking that.
Is that right?
So yep. Digital access to historical information.
Two.
Okay.
Drawing period. say, and you won't remember how long it used to take you.
Well, actually, it used to be much quicker.
And call it directly.
I remember when I had to go see Ed Delaney.
Okay. Next paragraph, summary. Again, I think inspect needs real quotes, not the little baby quotes I put it in.
I said this shared services approach is a simple, cost-effective program to assist municipalities in implementing.
Or to implement.
A complex.
To implement.
All right, to implement a complex state mandate. Okay?
All right, that's fine. Okay.
All right. Anything else in the summary section?
In two.
Okay.
Since we were hung up on insurers before, we're not insuring anything, we're ensuring.
Ensuring, yes. Thank you. That's one of those things that spell check doesn't pick up.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, insure. And I said that municipalities will establish the required legal authority.
Okay, in line two.
Yes,
municipalities
will.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And on the third point, to ensure compliance and to aid in reporting. Just add a two, to aid.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I guess in number two, I don't know if, I mean, this is up to municipalities, but do they want to be in compliance or in compliance with the spirit of the section of the permit? I don't know if we want to include that spirit. I mean, if Ken's
you want to be in compliance.
If Ken's okay with...
You can take that out.
Calling it compliance, and then in number two...
To be in compliance with this section of the permit.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even pick up on that one either.
Okay, so you can take out the spirit, just say in compliance with this section of the permit. See, all my touchy-feely stuff is getting taken out, and the technocrats are running amok.
Never truer.
Well, at this point, we don't care about their spirit. We just want results.
That's right. We just want clean water. We want clean water.
Can you call me? What's with the spirit stuff?
Okay.
Now, I need to know, under attached correspondence, number one, what is the title of that form? Is it called a septic system data form?
That's all it's called. There may be a number to it. We will check with Lynn.
I don't care about the number, but that's literally what it's called. Not septic haulers report.
No, I pulled that right off the top of the form. There may be a form number on that. We'll ask Lynn, but it's not on the form.
Wait, I have it. I'll let you know. No number on
right.
the form.
I know once Len referred to it by number, but there's no number on the form.
Okay, fine.
I'll ask Len
fine.
For that.
As long as that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, but that's in the packet. And then we have the model local law, the appendix, which we went over last week, the shared services narrative we went over last month, and then number five we're adding... correspondences from Kay Kaczynski, NYS, DEC. So the people who see this have proof that we didn't just make this all up.
Did you mean in number four, Peter, to say speed permit application? Don't we mean to say speed permit reporting? That's where we're giving them, this all becomes part of their annual report to DEC.
Okay.
So
right.
Speedy's
right.
For inclusion
reporting?
In individual municipal speedies permit reporting, I would suggest.
Thank you.
Individual
no, that's technically
municipal?
More accurate.
What is he saying? Number four, it should be reporting, not application?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I think NWWC needs to be spelled out. Northern Westchester needs to be written out. Have we spelled it out before?
I don't think we have.
No, but I think all the towns that are getting this are members of the NWWC. All right, why don't we in go back to page
one, paragraph one. Is that about NWWC?
Yeah.
That needs to be spelled out.
Yeah, page one, paragraph one.
The first mention of NWWC.
Yeah, the first time. One more page. It's page one. Okay.
Thank you.
Third line up from the bottom. All the way on the right.
Didn't we say before, I think we read the change.
I have it right here.
Your to its.
Yep.
Municipality is free to pursue its own solution.
Right.
Okay.
I need that one.
Right down, just past the dash, which can go too. And
well, that's because I couldn't
write what Roberta was saying. Yeah, there was didn't get in yet.
Okay. So, is free to.
End of dash.
Pursue.
Its own solution. I have the new sentence one there that I'll get to afterwards.
Okay. Oh, that was just a line for me to tell me that I missed everything that was supposed to go in.
So yeah, so that whole thing can go when
Free to pursue
its instead of your.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
And then I have, Wendy, I have the new first sentence, which I'll give you later, or I'll type in later.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to do it now.
No, that's all right. It's late.
I'm very small.
Why don't you hit save? All right, so clearly we're going to have to postpone our discussion on what our next task is till next time. One of the things I want to suggest just very quickly, see how you guys feel about this. The fellow who wrote the groundwater study in the Croton Watershed Agreement, Russell Urban meeting, just completed a study of groundwater in Dutchess County. They sank test wells and have interesting data back of areas that have small parcels and densely coagulated septics. And it sounded very interesting and would be very pertinent for some of the northern communities, Peach Lake, the Seven Lakes in Lewisboro, and I was thinking of inviting him to come to our next meeting, if that would be acceptable to all of you. I think there might be, you know, I'm not speaking on the scientific validity of the data and whatnot, but because I don't know, I haven't seen his report, but it might just be interesting to hear what his experiences and his findings up in Dutchess were.
Who paid for this study? Is it that
Dutchess
expensive?
County. Dutchess County.
We've done fragmented studies like that around.
I think it would be useful. I think it would be useful if we could circulate the report beforehand. So if we have any questions, we can have those in our head before we. See
yeah, I'll have to ask him. I don't know whether it's even a public report yet. But I got.
What did you do for the county, Peter?
If you look at the big Croton Watershed Agreement, in there is something a section called the groundwater study.
Well, the Croton Plan.
The Croton Plan.
Yep.
The groundwater study Russell wrote.
Yes. You know, what also may be helpful to you is some years ago, DEP completed a subsurface transport study, which essentially said stuff can travel more than 100 feet in certain soil conditions and other conditions. And I thought that was extraordinarily dispositive on some of these questions. Well, are minimum separation distances well supported? Now, obviously, we're getting 75A talk stuff. Now we're getting state Carvel stuff. But if you're looking at all aspects, all things septic. To read that report, I think, is also enlightening.
Okay. Mike, is that something that you can get us?
I don't know. that was part of their study, probably on PDF
would be the easiest.
Correct.
Or if you only have a hard copy, we can scan it and make it a PDF.
You said this was
old, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Maybe it's on microfiche.
It's a microprincipate thing.
Peter, I'd be interested in all of that stuff, but I don't want it to get in the way of getting this finished and out.
I'm hoping this is done. I'm going to email this to Ken tomorrow, and I'm hoping in a week he sends us back and said, good letter, covers everything. And then, late one night, Wendy and I will put all these packets together, mail them to the supervisors, and we'll send a digital version to all of you. And then, as they say, our work here is done.
Okay, because we're in the middle of budget season.
All of us are. No, I won't. You're right.
And then all of a sudden you got the holidays, and then bang.
We're into early next year.
And we're into the new permit.
Yeah.
And I would like to have this before my board as soon as possible, because it's not going to be something we settle in a month. There's going
right.
to be public hearings and all the attendance.
Yeah. No, I will stress that to Ken when I send the email that, we're now in budget season and boom, we get into next year. The towns have 10 months to get this thing passed, including public hearings, blah, blah, blah. Please comment on this, in the next couple days.
And when you send this to Ken, Peter, he'll call me, and what I'll do is I'll provide him with the flavor of the discussions, the background of the discussions, your concerns, what the things that could, why we arrived at the language we did, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, and I'll mention to him in the email, feel free to call Bill.
Yeah, he'll
reflexively.
which I hope is a good thing. I don't know, I'm not sure or something.
Well, thank you all very much for great great edits
thank
and
you
changes.
For your work.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Thanks,
thank
everyone,
you.
For coming. And I will get this out to him tomorrow or Friday at the latest.
Next meeting?
Oh, next meeting. Yes. I don't have Ed here with his calendar.
Wait a minute. There's a calendar here.
So I guess we're looking at Wednesday in November. I guess the 25th is not good because that's Thanksgiving. How about the 18th?
Should be good.
All right. We are in budget season then.
I can't do the 18th, but that's fine. I can't do the 18th, but that's fine.
Now, you said you can't do Thursdays?
No, that's the league's budget consensus at the library. You'll be there.
Okay, I'll be there.
I need to take off. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. Thank you. Let's tentatively say Wednesday the 18th at 3:30, with the caveat.
Either that or December 2nd. Skip over that Thanksgiving thing. There's a caveat, the backup being December 2nd.
Okay. Because, we're in budget season then, too. And this whole room is filled with budget types, and normally we would be done by about 2.
Three thirties
for septic.
Oh,
don't worry about it. We'll fix it.
Trying to get the calendar.
Well, for now, let's leave it at that.
Question.
I've got it written down 3:30, and as we get closer, we'll just play it by ear.
Sure.
Thanks, everybody. Great to see you all.
Do you want me to put down the second with a question mark too, or not?
Sure.
And on the next agenda, when you have discussion on future topics.
Congratulations on keeping
up. Not now, because we've got too much other stuff to do, but I think in the near future we need to talk about beyond septics, beyond the watershed.
Great idea. Uses
this knowledge. Absolutely.
Yeah, they really need Lenny here for all sorts of discussions, because one of the problems that I was is, when are you going to allow them, and under what conditions are you allowing them?
Yeah.
We can help this committee discuss that. I also wanted to ask New York City DEP Part 75A has now been amended to allow these enhanced treatment units, but not on the watershed. And I want to know who made that decision.
Yeah.
And I would like New York City to address, I'm polishing up a septic effluent, but I can't put it on the watershed. And take certain reductions. And it's interesting. I think we should talk about
it. I think so. And the other thing pertinent to that is now that we have this housing settlement, they want to be building housing in the watershed.
You
want to
get your
kind of be leaning on Lenny and say, Lenny, come on, you've got to come in the 21st century here.
The State Health Department has now published the new codes, lowering the amount of water that's being used per bedrooms, allowing these enhanced treatment units, allowing all the substance.
Are they allowing them for new?
Yeah. This is for new.
Can you
This is the legislative background of what they passed.
Can you email me all of this? And then I'll send it to everybody on the committee. Because that was one of the things we talked about 6 or 8 months ago when you did your presentation. Well, Lenny said, we're allowing it for repairs, but not for new. And now you're saying that they can.
Yes, this is absolutely what I do. I'm going to leave this one.
All right, you know what? We'll scan it and we'll email it to everybody. Because that's huge.
Yeah, I'd like, right.
You see, one of the